USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden delivered a message to the Islamic State that took responsibility for carrying out twin suicide bombs outside the Kabul airport in Afghanistan.
We will not forgive. I'll defend our interests and our people with every measure at my command. We will not forget.
He said he doesn't regret his decision to withdraw U.S. forces by the end of the month.
It was time to end a 20-year war.
Biden said he's ordering military chiefs to present a response to the attack. U.S. Central Command General Kenneth McKenzie said more attacks are possible.
We have other active threat streams, extremely active threat streams against the airfield. We want to make sure that we've taken the steps we need to take to protect ourselves there. Our focus is on that.
He said the U.S. is working with the Taliban on the mutual goal of getting U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by August 31st. This is USA Radio News.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.